Music played while militiamen rallied the crowd with messages of unity and peace in the Ivorian city Gwiglo. A local journalist, Baudelaire Mew, says thousands of people, including militiamen, government officials, UN peacekeepers and local residents, gathered to watch the ceremony. Disarmament is central to a peace accord signed in March between rebels and the government. Under the agreement, rebel leader Guillaume Soro became prime minister. But past attempts at disarmament have been unsuccessful, with militia groups failing to hand over all their weapons or demanding more money in return for complete disarmament. Achille Toya, an ex-militiaman, says this time disarmament will be complete. He says the militias fought brutal battles during the civil war that began in 2002, but now they want to rebuild the country, and that is why they have agreed to hand over their weapons. But Gilles Yabi, of Brussels-based International Crisis Group, says militia groups use their weapons for extortion and to gain power in the region, and he doubts they will all be willing to give that up. He says the government must also decide who will receive so-called disarmament packages. They will probably include money and integration into the national service in exchange for handing over weapons.
Now, for the ex-militiamen, I think it's just around 2,000 people who will be reintegrated, who will have these reintegration package. But the militia heads will claim that they are 12,000 of people in the West who have been in the militia. So this problem has not really been resolved.
Yabi says it will be difficult to completely rid the Western region of weapons.
And that's why I think that the situation in the West will require very serious monitoring by the impartial forces and not only by the Iranian forces, because now they have not the capacity of maintaining law and order in this region.
Last week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon recommended that UN peacekeeping forces remain in Ivory Coast at least until the end of the year. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.